You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is preparing to repeal new smoke-free measures introduced by the previous Labor government, which were aimed at addressing the availability and addictiveness of smoked tobacco. Health Coalition Aotearoa has accused the government and those backing the repeal of minimising smoking harm, particularly to Māori and Pacific people. I spoke to Health Coalition co-chair Professor Lisa Te Morena about why they believe further action is needed on tobacco control to save lives. I started off the interview asking Te Morena about what smoke-free measures the government will be repealing.
So we already have a lot of smoke-free measures in place. These new measures, we're going to speed up the process of helping people to quit. So that included a major reduction in the number of shops that are allowed to sell cigarettes, down from about 6,000 today to only 600. And we know a lot of smokers say this would really help them to resist the temptation to buy a packet of cigarettes if they go into a shop and know that there's actually no cigarettes in there. It's much easier not to buy a packet. The second measure would be reducing the nicotine content in cigarettes, and this was due to happen by middle of next year, 2025. And so it was mandated that the level of nicotine would be so low that cigarettes would no longer be addictive. So that would also help people to quit. And then the third measure was this concept of a smoke-free generation. So it would ban the sales of tobacco products to anyone born after 2009. Forever.
What support did these measures have from both medical experts and also the public?
I would say the support from medical specialists would be almost universal. I don't know any medical health researcher who's not absolutely appalled by the repeal. And we recently surveyed the public about what they thought about the measures, and there was 67% of people supported keeping the smoke-free laws, and that was even amongst the National Party voters. So 64% of National Party voters supported it. A bit more equivocal with New Zealand First and ACT voters, but overall 67% of voters supported keeping the laws.
One of the arguments we've seen from the government is that smoking rates are declining without this legislation. And we did see that the most recent New Zealand Health Survey found that daily smoking rates decreased to 6.8% in 2023, down from 8.3% the previous year. So why do you believe that further action is necessary to reduce smoking harm in Aotearoa?
Well, one, that's still a lot of people who smoke and are carrying, you know, really high burdens of being addicted to a really dangerous habit or product that does result in early death. And also smokers, the people who do smoke, are paying huge taxes. So it's having major effects on their health, but also on their financial situation. So anything we can do to hurry that up, I think, is worth doing. Also, there are certain groups that have much higher prevalence of smoking. So Māori, 17% of the Māori population are current smokers. So they're not going to get down to the low levels that we're hoping to get to by 2025. And, you know, are carrying a really disproportionate burden of that health and economic cost. So I can't really see any reason why you wouldn't put in place these laws. They're just going to benefit people, smokers, everyone in New Zealand.
And why does the government have an obligation to reduce smoking harm, particularly for Māori and Pacifica peoples?
We are letting an industry sell a product that we know leads to early death. That's really harmful. And I think, you know, it's a government's duty to protect its citizens against harmful things. We readily do this for lots and lots of things. We took the lead out of petrol, even though cars, you know, drivers might like to drive around with leaded petrol because it makes the performance of their car better. We took that out because we know that lead emissions can cause harm to children, people. We legislated that you can no longer use asbestos products in households because they're dangerous, they cause cancer. So why wouldn't we also do the same thing about a practice, smoking, that has really no real benefits and it only has harm? So it causes cancers, cardiovascular disease, diabetes to people, and it makes them also addicted because it's a highly addictive substance. So being addicted to something in itself is not a great thing. Even if there were no other health harms, having that need to go out just to buy a product that costs you money because you're addicted to the substance in there, you know, I think that's a harm that, again, the government has a duty to protect us from.
Health Coalition Aotearoa have said that they're disappointed to see that the Action on Smoking and Health Chair and Director is defending the repealing of these smoke-free measures. Why is this a cause of concern?
Well, they're also known as ASH. ASH have been major supporters, actually leaders in the action over the years to help prevent smoking harm in New Zealand by getting people to quit. They were behind the concept of smoke-free 2025. So this sort of change of face, really, to not do the best job that we can, the quickest job we can, just seems really surprising and incomprehensible, really. But you would have to ask ASH about why they seem to be doing this about face.
And then just lastly, the government has also cited vaping as a tool to reduce smoking rates. What do you think about this?
For sure, there are people who find vaping helpful for getting off cigarettes, and it's a lot cheaper for a lot of families. And for people who already smoke, it appears that it's less harmful. But for people who have never smoked, and this is our young people, because most of our young people no longer smoke, because all of those measures that we've put in place have been really effective at stopping people from taking up smoking. But now they're getting hold of vapes. And so vapes are not harmful compared to not smoking at all. And we don't really have strong enough evidence right now to be completely sure that there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, you know, we have an obligation to protect our kids, our young people from harm. So, and when you promote vaping as a cessation tool, then that's introducing vaping into the household, which is now modelling vaping to young people who are in that household as well. It's sort of setting up conditions for just a brand new addiction to something that is not beneficial in any way.
That was Health Coalition co-chair Professor Lisa Te Morena on the government repealing smoke-free measures.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.